Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about a Mac app. So I'm sorry for Windows or Linux users, but this one's purely for Mac users. Now, Brian DK Jones, he tweeted that he was going to release an app, and bang, next thing he released an app, and it was put on Product Hunt. And this app's called Muzzle, and what it does is it basically will silence kind of notifications while you're doing any screen sharing. Like the headline or tagline here is a simple Mac app to silence embarrassing notifications while screen sharing. Now the site you can find at muzzleapp.com. It's Muzzle, just like a muzzle on a dog, and the site is really well done. I really, really enjoy the site. It's quite funny. Really, really well done. This is probably one of the better sites I've seen in a while, and it does make you laugh. But essentially, what it will do is it will turn on Do Not Disturb mode on your Mac when you're doing any kind of screen sharing or when it starts. And basically, this will work with Slack, JoinMe, Hangouts, Skype. What were the other ones? It was Zoom and it was BlueJeans. So I'm not too sure if this will work with others, but basically those are the main ones that I think most people are using. And it's good. So you just have it running, runs as a menu bar app, and it will go and do its thing. And basically you start screen sharing, it will put on Do Not Disturb so those notifications don't come up. I'm not too sure if this will affect Chrome or anything like that. I know it will affect the Mac notifications specifically. Be interesting to see if somehow this could potentially tie in with Chrome. That'd be awesome, but I don't think it will, because I still get Chrome notifications come through every now and then as well. But this is a really handy little application. It's free, really, really nice work. The quality is there. If you use CodeKit in the past, you'll understand what I'm talking about, the quality. But that's essentially it. I'd love to know, what do you do in terms of screen sharing? Do you use some kind of application, or do you just normally just disable notifications? Do you completely kill internet? I don't know. I'd love to know what you do, because I've heard varying reports of what people do. Some people definitely go offline. I don't know how that exactly works in some instances, but yeah, some interesting thoughts there. What I'd love to know, send through a tweet to at CoderCatchUp on Twitter. You can leave an email at CoderCatchUp@gmail.com or on the website CoderCatchUp.com for this particular episode. Now, if you're listening to this in iTunes, I'd really appreciate a rating and review. That'd be awesome. If you're listening to this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comment section below if you have any. Also, give a like on this video, or subscribe, or maybe even both. That'd be even better. And if you haven't heard about the YouTube channel, go check it out. There's videos, there's the podcast, and there's vlogs going into there. So check it out. Other than that, we'll catch the next one. Bye.